The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, October 24, 2023. Areli Santana, President of the Commission of Attention to Youth, Children and Equal Rights of Women of the Cuban Parliament, denounced the damages caused by the U.S. blockade. During the debate on a proposed resolution on the role of parliaments in the fight against child trafficking in orphanages as part of the 147th Assembly of the Interparliamentary Union, the Cuban representative said that Cuba supports a document that seeks to prevent this phenomenon. In Cuba, nothing is more important than a child, Santana stressed, who remarked that although this is not an issue that occurs in Cuba, the nation supports all efforts in this regard and remains vigilant about possible manifestations. She pointed, however, to the U.S. economic blockade policy as the main obstacle to the full development of children in Cuba, as it limits the lives of Cubans in all areas. She expressed her gratitude to the parliamentarians of the world who year after year accompany Cuba at the United Nations to condemn this cruel policy from Washington, which for more than six decades has had an impact on the human rights of the Cuban people. Cuba is the only country that offers medical scholarships to Sri Lanka. The Deputy Secretary of the Ministry of Education, K.R. Uduwala, confirmed. In a meeting with Cuban Ambassador Andres Marcelo González, the official thanked Cuba for the possibility for young people from his country to be trained as professionals, especially in medicine. Uduwala expressed that precisely Cuba is the only country that offers this career to Sri Lankan students. Today, dozens of Sri Lankan students have graduated in Cuba in careers related to informatics, sports, engineering, medicine, and others, according to a note issued by the Cuban embassy in Sri Lanka. The Cuban government offers Sri Lankan students scholarships every year as part of the cooperation relationship between the two nations. Cuba ratified in Geneva the agreement on fisheries subsidies, considered an important step forward for the sustainability of the oceans in the context of a meeting of senior functionaries of the World Trade Organization, WTO. The instrumental ratification was deposited by the Director of International Economic Organizations of the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, Carlos Fidel Martín, who is part of the Cuban delegation to the forum, which is in session this Tuesday and Wednesday. The permanent mission of Cuba to the UN in Geneva described it as a source of satisfaction to be one of the first WTO members, particularly from Latin America and the Caribbean, to take this step. The agreement constitutes a valuable historic achievement, representing the first target of the Sustainable Development Goals to be met through a multilateral agreement. Cuba is attending the first International Week of Intangible Cultural Heritage in Beijing, along with 18 other countries, a perfect moment to expose its gastronomy and dances to the Chinese public. Chef Eddie Fernandez, president of the Culinary Federation of the Caribbean country, and dancer Levan Garcia, director of the National Folklore Group, are taking part in the event on behalf of the island. In statements to Prensa Latina, Fernandez stressed that this is a good opportunity for cultural exchange since China is one of the countries with influence in typical Cuban cuisine. The event will present, until tomorrow, a variety of unique works of art, delicacies, and performances from the participating nations, along with an exhibition of 330 pieces of artistic works from Beijing and its neighboring regions. Various mass organizations, institutions, and students in Cuba continue to express their solidarity with the Palestinian people and demand an end to Israel's aggression. Members of the National Association of Small Farmers condemn the attacks against the Palestinian civilian population, which so far have left 5,182 deaths and 17,101 injured. Students from various levels of education denounce the atrocities perpetrated by the Zionist occupiers four decades in Palestine in a solidarity event organized by the Union of Young Communists of Cuba. Cuba has strongly condemned the murder of civilians and innocent people as a result of the current escalation without distinction for their ethnicity, origin, nationality, or religious faith. And in the international agenda, we have that the final report of the Parliamentary Commission of Inquiry on the coup acts of January 8 in Brazil will be delivered to the Supreme Federal Court and during the week to other institutions. Prepared by Senator Eliciane Gama, the document was approved on October 18 with requests for the prosecution of 61 people, including former President Jair Bolsonaro. According to the newspaper O Tempo, the document will be transferred this Tuesday by Gama and other parliamentarians to the Supreme Federal Court in the cabinet of Minister Alexandre de Moraes, who is rapporteur of the criminal actions of the anti-democratic episodes. With the information in hand, it will be up to the corresponding bodies to make progress on the content of the final report of the Legislative Board, as well as to carry out new inquiries. The content demands that Bolsonaro be charged with the crimes of criminal association, attempt to violently abolish the democratic rule of law, to overthrow a legitimately constituted government, and the use of measures to prevent free exercise of political rights. Meanwhile, security ministers, deputy foreign ministers, and migration directors of Costa Rica and Honduras will hold a meeting to seek ways to solve the entry and exit crisis between both nations. Since the 10th of October last, Costa Rica has requested consular visas for Honduran citizens to enter the country as a matter of national security and as a result of the occurrence of various situations in ports and airports. President Rodrigo Chavez argued that the measure was caused by Honduran citizens engaging in contract killings in Costa Rica. In fact, they had evidence of the actions of a former Honduran military officer who carried out actions of this type in Costa Rica. The official statement from the presidency indicates that the purpose of the meeting is to find solutions to the issue of the reciprocal imposition of entry visas, both land and air. The statement emphasizes that this is in the context of safeguarding security, the flow of people, and binational trade, and specifies that the telephone conversation between the presidencies took place within the context of the relations of brotherly Central American countries. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.